when you're sick, this subject is intrinsically more interesting to you. I need to go to the table of the Lord today. I need the opportunity of acting in faith, simple faith, not based on the results I get, though I'd like them here and now, but the results that God has guaranteed that are eternal, salvation by faith. In this fourth chapter of Romans, of Abraham, he says, who against hope believed in hope, being not weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead, yet he staggered not at the promise of God through disfaith, is the proper translation, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. So acting on that truth, it was imputed to him for righteousness. God gave him righteousness because he believed the promise that God gave him. Now, angels could come and stand and talk to us for the next 7 days nonstop and not declare as many promises as are in this book. Abraham in his whole lifetime never got as many promises from God as we've got. In his entire lifetime, he never received as many promises. He took the ones that God gave to him, and he staggered not, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Now, some of the promises God didn't give him in his lifetime. God promised him the land everywhere he walked. Now, he could have spent the rest of his life sitting down saying, why haven't you given it to me yet, God? When his wife died, he had to buy the land to bury her. He didn't own a bit of it. But he staggered not in unbelief. He kept acting like God was going to bring it to pass. God gave him righteousness for that faith action. Now this story was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we faith. Simple as that. Now as we go to the table of the Lord, I got promises that are mine. They belong to me. I have every right to take them. Now I crusade as I go to the table and take these elements against those that would create guilt in front of the table of the Lord and tell you to examine yourself whether you're worthy. I asked the question a long time ago, and some 3 hours we've been live. This is coming at the end of the 3 hours. Who's blameless? Those that are in Christ. How do you get into Christ? Faith on his word. That's the only blamelessness. The blameless Spirit of God that God puts in us, and the blamelessness of being covered by Christ and placed in him. You can't be worthy to partake of these elements. What Paul said was, don't partake unworthily. The manner of partaking, which is not discerning the Lord's body. I teach when we go to the table of the Lord to improve discernment. There are two elements here. Why two? If sin's the only issue, all you need is the cup. The penalty for sin was death. Leviticus 17:11, the life of the soul resided in the blood. The pouring forth of blood is death. The value of the blood is the value of the life. One worth enough to stand in for all of us shed his blood for you and me. God treated his son as you and I deserve to be treated, that he might treat us as his son deserves to be treated. All that was needed for that is the blood. Now, I never read of Jesus having the mumps, the flu, shingles, dermatitis, arthritis, pneumonia, leprosy. He says he was tempted in all points such as we are. How come you don't have, Jesus was laid with fever and they called the physician of the town. Until you read Isaiah 53 and you find that he not only had laid on him our infirmities, our sicknesses. Many scholars have pointed out the closing verses of Isaiah 53. His visage was marred, suggests the possibility of being buffeted with sicknesses. The earth was darkened as he hung on the cross. And on the basis of Scripture, God laid on him not only every sin, but every sickness. There are two elements here. Everywhere God deals with atonement, he deals with both elements. Number 16, a plague comes on God's people because of his sin. Aaron, the type of Christ, stands between the living and the dead. They're physically healed, spiritually restored. Both. Numbers 21, they sin, snakes come and bite them. Moses lifts the type of Christ as the sin bearer, the serpent on the pole. They're spiritually restored, and they're physically healed. They eat the Passover lamb for strength. And when they go forth out of Egypt, there isn't a sick one in their midst, not even a feeble one. They give the redemption money each year, the half shekel, not only to have standing before God, but that no plague will come by their dwelling. Isaiah 53, he bears our infirmities as well as our sins. And Matthew 8 makes it clear that's physical sickness. With his stripes you were healed. You're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. There's two elements here because God in his grace, outpoured unmerited favor, provides healing as well as covering for sin. I don't need any power to heal you. I merely need to point you to Jesus. The covenant promise is we don't have to be worthy. We're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb, and with his stripes ye were healed. I take it today as a simple act of faith. God has promised it. If I die in my sickness, doesn't change what God said. I'm to act like he meant it, and like Abram, not stagger, believing he who promised it is able to do it, and say it with me as we lift this bread and claim the promise for you. With his stripes I was healed, as we take the bread in Jesus' name. We're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. He died. Thank God for his grace. Simple faith in the efficacy of what he did causes God to give me his righteousness. With the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made. Say it with me, thank you, Lord, for your grace as we take the cup in Jesus' name.